Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 and nine-month FY24 earnings conference call of IOL Chemicals and Pharmaceuticals Limited. From the management, we have Mr. Pardeep Khanna, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Abhay Raj Singh, Senior VP and Company Secretary, and Mr. Rakesh Mahajan, Advisor, Finance and Strategic. We also have an investor relations team from Adfactors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. You will be able to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal the operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Darshan Mankad from Adfactors PR for the opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Darwin. Good afternoon, everyone. We welcome you to the third quarter and nine-month ended December 31st, 2024 earnings call of IOL Chemicals and Pharmaceuticals Limited. Before we begin the earnings call, I would like to mention that some of the statements made during today's call might be forward-looking in nature, and hence it may involve risk and uncertainties, including those related to the future financial and operating performance. Please bear with us if there is a call drop during the course of the conference call. We would ensure the call is reconnected the soonest. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Abhay Raj Singh for his opening remarks. We'll then open the forum for Q&A. Over to you, Abhay, sir.
Thank you, Darshan. Good afternoon, everyone. First of all, I would like to thank you very much, all of you, for joining the third quarter and nine-month ended 31st December 2023 earnings conference call of IOL Chemicals and Pharmaceuticals Limited. As we connect for the first time in this new year, 2024, let me wish all of you a healthy and prosperous 2024. Hope you all have gone through the results and the investors' presentation available on the websites of the company as well as exchanges. Before we dive into the financial performance for this quarter and open up the floor for the quick Q&A session, we would like to briefly touch upon the economic and industry outlook. According to latest IMF outlook, the global growth is projected at 3.1% in 2024 and 3.2% in 2025, whereas India is expected to be the fastest-growing economy globally and is projected to grow at 6%-7% in 2024. Strong domestic demand, government spending on building infrastructure capabilities, and higher per capita consumption are major drivers behind the growth projections. The pharmaceutical sector in India is currently undergoing a significant transformation with a strong emphasis on enhancing local value addition. The government policies aimed at promoting domestic productions of active pharmaceutical ingredients are expected to positively influence the sector's contribution to the global pharmaceutical supply chain. However, industry stakeholders are advocating for uniform tax implications throughout the value chain to further boost domestic manufacturing. We appreciate the government's ongoing commitment to promoting healthcare innovation, research, and technologies as outlined in the recent budget announcements. We also anticipate that bringing the API segment on par with the formulations will definitely create a level playing field. On the profitability front, we have observed some margin contraction compared to the previous quarter, largely due to lower realizations. The specialty chemical sector, as you must be aware, has not recovered as anticipated a couple of quarters ago. There are still signs of weakness in demand and certain volatility. However, on the positive front, the raw material prices are in control, which has helped the industry in limiting the margin contraction. With China still contributing majorly to global demand recovery, there is still a concern for higher price realization. During the last quarter, another impediment we witnessed was the rise in the freight and insurance costs due to Red Sea crisis. With the crisis still on, we expect these costs to remain higher in Q4 as well. With this, I would like to hand over the call to my colleague, Mr. Pradeep Khanna, who will brief you about our financial performance for the third quarter and 9 months ended 31st December 2023. Khanna.
Thank you, Abhay. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today to discuss our performance for the third quarter and 9 months.
Sorry to interrupt, but you are not audible at the moment, sir. I request you to please come a little closer to the mic. It would be better, sir.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today to discuss our performance for the third quarter and 9 months ended 31st December 2023. I will take you through financial highlights for the third quarter and 9 months of financial year 2024. The total income of the company in the third quarter of financial year 24 stood at rupees 529 crore as against rupees 530 crore in the corresponding quarter of financial year 23 and rupees 552 crore in the previous quarter ended September 23. EBITDA for the quarter was rupees 53 crore as against rupees 50 crore in the corresponding quarter of financial year 23 and rupees 71 crore in previous quarter ended September 2023. EBITDA margin for the quarter marginally improved by 60 basis points to 10% as against 9.4% corresponding quarter of financial year 23 and 12.9% in previous quarter ended September 2023. The net profit in the third quarter of financial year 2024 was rupees 23 CR as against rupees 24 CR in the corresponding quarter of the last year and rupees 38 CR in the previous quarter ended September 23. With easing of input cost on year-to-year basis, EBIT margin for the pharmaceutical segment was at 12.90% in quarter 3 of financial year 24, while EBIT margin for the specialty chemicals segment was 0.43% in quarter 3. CapEx for the quarter was rupees 80 crore as against rupees 75 crore in the corresponding quarter of financial year 23 and rupees 82 crore in the previous quarter ended September 23. The post for quarter 3 period grew 27% to rupees 180 crore as compared to rupees 142 crore in the corresponding period of the last year. Export for the 9 month period grew 17% to rupees 504 crore as compared to rupees 431 crore in the corresponding period of the last year.
With this, we open the floor for a question and answer session. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Deep C from Nine Rays Equity Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, you are audible. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. So, sir, my question is, are we seeing any further decline in input cost and improvement in margins ahead in FY 2025?
Good afternoon. I think the prices are both input and finished prices are now curtailed, and we don't hope any further reduction in input prices. Already bottom out.
Okay. Got it, sir. And sir, what will be the EBIT margin trajectory for API segment in FY 2025?
It will be improved because we are expecting some regulatory approvals and increase in our export portion. So we hope it will improve from the present level.
Okay, sir. And sir, what are the CapEx plans for the next year and how it will be funded?
Usually, we incur around 150 crore-200 crore rupees every year. And from the last six, 7 years, it is all from the internal accruals.
Okay, sir.
And for upcoming CapEx, it will be from internal accruals only, primarily.
Okay, sir. So for FY 2025, the CapEx would be around 100 crore-150 crore?
No, around 150 crore-200 crore.
150 crore-200 crore. Okay, sir. Got it. That's helpful. Thank you, sir. I'll be back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vivek Jalan from JR Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You're audible. You may proceed, sir.
Thank you, sir. What kind of increase in revenue potential are we expecting from Losartan, which recently got CEP certificate in European market? And do we have plans to sell this product this quarter itself?
We have got the CEP in this current week only. But as of now, we have not set up any dedicated plant for Losartan. It is being produced in the multi-product facility of our company. And as per campaign-based, we are producing. When the demand and other validation of customers done in upcoming two, three quarters, then we think about to set up a dedicated or increase the capacity of Losartan.
Okay. Thank you. And just to follow up, with the specialty chemical segment, which contributes substantially to your top line and very marginally to your bottom line, apart from backward integrated chemicals for API, how do you see this business go ahead?
First of all, the major portion of revenue in chemical from ethyl acetate, which is not captively consumed, it is totally for the merchant sale. And other chemicals like isobutylbenzene, acetic anhydride, this monochloric acid, they contribute around 80%-90% to our captively consumption. And we are not focusing on the revenue of these captive consumption products, but these are mostly dependent on most for the self-reliance of our production activities.
Okay. Thank you. And this last one, we are seeing sharp reduction in gross margin on QOQ basis. Could you give some color on it, please?
The major cause of reduction in revenue and bottom line is primarily due to the reduction in finished good prices, especially of paracetamol. And we think the prices of paracetamol now is maybe bottom out. And although the prices of input prices are also decreased in that ratio also, so we hope that it will be bottom out. And now all the finished product will likely to be improved from the next quarter.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for answering my questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Neelam Punjabi from Perpetuity Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. So sir, my first question is on the other API business. The revenues have been sub 100 crore this quarter. and we had initially guided for the full year delivering 500 crores of revenue. So are we sticking to this guidance? Because this would imply a 165 crores of revenue in fourth quarter. So if you can just give some comments around that.
Neelam, you are absolutely right that initially we guided for achieving around 500 crore from non-IBU business. And perhaps we could have achieved the same or maybe little more than that. But you see, there is a substantial fall into the prices of our non-IBU products, majorly in the paracetamol. So we are not sure for now that we will be clocking the 500 and more than that, but we will be achieving something around 440 to 450 for sure.
Although the quantities of these products are growing, but the major affected factor is the price realization.
Understood. So if you can just give some guidance to us as to how are you seeing this business in the next couple of years. You mentioned that you believe that the prices have now bottomed out. So going forward, what's the kind of growth that we can see in our non-ibuprofen API business?
So the company is targeting as a whole, it is price growth, top line growth of 10 to 12% annually. And as regard to ibuprofen, we are already on the capacity utilization of 85%. And we hope that it will be maintained on our upcoming this quarter and next quarter. And maybe when the demand comes, we may increase to 95%. And we are also in connection with this ibuprofen, we are also hoping for increase in revenue in our non-IBU segment. Although this quarter and a little bit of part of last quarter was affected due to price erosion. And we are targeting for around 25% revenue for our non-IBU segment in upcoming 1 to 2 years.
25% revenue growth you're talking about, non-ibuprofen APIs?
As of now, within the non-IBU, if we talk about it is around 21%. So as you rightly said that initially we said that our non-IBU will be growing at around 25% for 2 years. Mm-hmm. This guidance was for the 2 to 3 years. So we are still hopeful for achieving the same. Considering receiving the CEP, so our export sale must probably be coming into the next quarter or the second quarter of the next financial year. So we are confident of achieving the same.
Okay, got it. So for exports of our non-ibuprofen APIs, you're saying that next financial year, either in the first or second quarter, we start ramping up our exports business, right?
Little bit we have started something, but still the validation of various customers are undergoing, and we hope that will be, the seeding is already started, and that we hope that within 2-3 quarters we will start getting orders from them, commercial orders.
And once our exports business starts ramping up, are we anticipating some good increase in our gross margins? And if you can just guide us to what kind of levels our gross margin can head towards with increase in export contribution?
There is some increase in prices in net sales realization when we started exporting to European countries and other countries, regulatory market timing to say. And usually the difference depends on the product to product. In some product, there is a little bit margin, but in some of the product, it is maybe more than 20 to 25% also. So we hope that the gross margin will increase when we stabilize our export business in non-IBU segment.
Okay. And for ibuprofen, this quarter capacity utilization was 85%. Is that what you mentioned?
Yeah.
So basically, this is on account of the being the last month globally, the overseas markets remain slow in the buying side because of the holidays. So that is the main reason, having the little bit lower side of this capacity utilization. But this quarter and the first quarter of the next financial year, usually the IBU quantity sale is better than the third quarter.
Got it. Okay. And so next on the chemical business. So given we had commercialized our acetic anhydride plant, however, that has not translated into any meaningful top-line contribution yet. So if you can just comment around that, what's the reason behind it? Has it contributed anything to the top line this quarter?
As you know that we have started around 2 quarters back, but after captive consumption, we sell in the market. But the biggest market for acetic anhydride is the agrochemicals. And agrochemicals are already on the downside. You must know that the performance of all agrochemical companies are affected from China, and they are struggling for, you can say, good numbers. So that may be some reason that it may not be contributed till now, but we are already seeing various customers and approaching various agrochemical and other pharmaceutical companies, and we hope that it will stabilize within next two to three quarters, and it will be reflected in the top line also.
Understood. Okay. If you can just comment around, you know, what was the price realization for ibuprofen, paracetamol, and metformin, that will be helpful.
The price realization of paracetamol drastically down from last, in comparison with the last quarter of FY23, it is down by 35% to 40%. Although the prices of major RMPs have also come down, and as regard to the ibuprofen, it is around $10.
Okay.
As of
got it. Okay. And is this $10 similar across our exports and domestic business?
For no, it is net realization to the company.
Okay. Okay. This is helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikas Sharda from NT Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Most of the questions have been answered. Just one question, that last year in the March quarter, you had a big bump in the margin. So was it a one-off or is it a quarterly phenomenon for you?
In March, really the demand of API is also increased. And in chemical, we have got some good numbers in chemical because of some operational efficiencies and some good orders from the customers. So we little bit hope that this current quarter of FY4 may be stabilized as against the current quarter, may be stabilized.
Understand. And this from the previous quarter to this quarter, the decline in the gross margins, you said, is mainly because of the other APIs.
Other API, non-IBU segment. The price realization of non-IBU segment.
Understand. Perfect. And what's your expectation of improving the realization there? Over what period will it happen?
The paracetamol was primarily comes near to the prices pre-COVID level. Demand is still there, but the prices were drastically down from last year price by 35% to 40%. Although the prices are now, we think that it is stabilized now and bottom out now. Demand is still there. Let's hope maybe the viability for many players may not be remain there, because we are vacuum integrated for paracetamol. We maybe have edge from other competitors, and hope so the price will be increased. Hope so.
And out of this 450 crore or so of other API sales that you are targeting this year, how much of that is paracetamol?
Around, you can say, it is not more than 10% as of now.
Not more than 10%. Oh, that's very good. Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sheikh Mohammed Ayaz, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my question is regarding, sir, some data I got from internet regarding export. It was through Aryan Candida Research and Exim. There is a 26% growth year on year in export and 9.7% growth in quarter on quarter. I just want to confirm it is whether it is right or wrong.
For which product?
Overall export data, it is increased by 26.8% year on year, 9.7% quarter on quarter.
But for the export growth, for which product?
All product.
For all products.
All over export data. No. All over export data.
I have not seen the number, but I have heard that the export has been increased as a country as a whole, but I could not comment on it as of now. I don't know the exact numbers.
Okay, sir, my next question is regarding the what kind of margin we are expecting, what kind of revenue and margin we are expecting in the next quarter, because last March was superb, and this March, and in terms of revenue also, management used to guide 10% increment, but I don't see even 5% increment in the revenue, because for that we need 700 crores of revenue, and I don't think it is possible. But whether it is possible for 1.5% growth, which we have achieved last year in FY23, 600 crore, is it possible in March quarter?
As of now, keeping the current market scenario and geographical uncertainty, that number will not be achievable for this quarter.
And what kind of EBITDA margin we are expecting from next quarter? And in what, why I'm asking this, already for Q4, already 1 month and 8 days been over. What kind of improvement you are seeing in terms of EBITDA or anything else?
We understand that there is little bit improvement will be there, but I can't comment on the exact number, but it will be little bit improved. We expect that from the kind of last quarter.
Okay, sir. So my next question is, Granules India is coming with the backward integration of para-amino phenol and DCDA. It is around, and already 100 ton of capacity of DCDA will be commenced by this year end. How it is going to affect ISCP, and are we going for DCDA plant?
No, we are already in the manufacturing of para-amino phenol, and all existing capacity is totally vertically integrated with 100% para-amino phenol in-house. We are not buying from anything. And like DCDA, as of now, all are buying from the China, including Granule. But Granule is just, we understand that they are starting with their pilot plan, and their commercialization production will come in FY26 for DCDA.
Okay. Sir, there is a Red Sea crisis. Do we see any impact of Red Sea crisis on our exports?
Pardon?
Red Sea crisis is going on, I think.
Red Sea crisis.
And I hope you are aware of that.
Yeah, Red Sea crisis there. Our delivery time is also increased by 3 to 4 weeks in our export, as not with the IOL, but all the industries facing such problem. And even insurance cost and freight cost is also increased.
How shipping costs are being decided? Means we are passing, we are
already contracted order at the amount is being borne by company, but for upcoming contracts, we are negotiating with our customer for passing on these costs to them.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deep Chitalia from Nine Rays Equity Research. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. My follow-up question is, can you tell us the margins of exports and domestic business separately?
As I already discussed, it depends upon the product and it depends upon the market also. If we sell in the regulating market, it may in some products it may be at par, but in some of the products it may be 15-20% increase in export market as compared to domestic or unregulated market.
Generally, the price realization is better than domestic by 10-20%.
Okay, sir. Got it. Sir, as you have mentioned that there are 8 products in the pipeline to be launched. So, sir, wanted to know that when these products will get launched and how much revenue we can expect from the very first year?
We will not launch all the products in 1 year or 2 years. It will take separate longer time to set up these plants. And first we start with only in the multi-product facilities. Then when we get the good demand, then we set up for dedicated plants. So as of now, we can't comment on the revenue from these pipeline products.
Okay, got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hemant from Norasia Trading. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. So I just joined in late, so please probably if I have missed something. So what is the plan on the paracetamol API expansion you're supposed to update us this quarter?
You are asking paracetamol capacity enhancement?
Yeah. Capacity expansion, yes, sir.
So I think we have not given any announcement regarding this. So we will be updating all the stakeholders at an appropriate time. Yeah, the management always keeps on considering the market responses. But we will announce you or update you regarding this at an appropriate time.
Okay, but the reason why I'm asking is because since last 2 quarters we have been saying that and we have like running on 90% like capacity utilization. Also, we are the cost leader. Thirdly, sir, we have a huge runway for growth in comparison to API itself. And also, we are backward integrated. So, I mean, just trying to understand what are the challenges we are facing. Are we basic? And you also have the same customer base for ibuprofen as well as paracetamol. So, where exactly we are facing challenges? That is why it's taking so long.
That's very much correct, Mr. Hemant. What you are saying, all strategic thing. And the management is also considering all the things in the same directions you are talking about. But what I am saying that because we have not decided anything on it so far, so, and this is, unless it is decided, we are not able to communicate this. So what I am saying that we will be communicating at an appropriate time.
Okay, sir. Got it. That's it, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sheikh Mohammed Ayaz, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, thanks for the opportunity again. I just need to ask one silly question. What was the intention behind opening and closing of IOL UK Limited subsidiary?
At the time when we were thinking for opening of the UK company, we were thinking to do some business from that company, but because now UK is not that perfect destination, this is also not in the EU. So we are thinking something else, and we will let you know at an appropriate time with the different decision.
Sir, this is the last question. What kind of capacity expansion we can expect from the company in upcoming quarters?
Capacity expansion of what?
Any product we are manufacturing or which are product in pipeline?
No. We are thinking for continuously enhancement for various products, but as no decision has been taken so far, so anything if I say will be the forward-looking statement, and the SEBI doesn't allow us to say anything which is forward-looking statement.
But we are exploring various options.
As a strategy, we keep on evaluating various options, and also depending on the market situations as well. So once we decide, we will let you know.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Ayaz.
Mr. Ayaz.
Yes, yes.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vivek Jala from JR Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, are we on track to achieve around 500 crore revenue in FY24 from...
Vivek, sorry to interrupt, but the line for you is not clear.
Sorry, are we on track to achieve around 500 crore revenue in FY24 from non-IoT?
So, Mr. Vivek, actually, initially we were targeting about 500 crore revenue from non-IBU products this year, but considering the current market situation, it looks tough. We will not be able to perhaps clock the 500 crores revenue from non-IBU, but surely we will be able to clock something around 450 something, near about 450.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Dinkel Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening, sir. So my first question is, could you just give us a breakup of price and volume growth for the current quarter for API as well as the specialty chemical segment?
When you break up?
The price and volume growth for the quarter and the breakup between API and specialty chemical segment.
Madam, thank you for your question, but I'll discuss that the prices of APIs has been decreased during this quarter, not increased. There is no growth in prices of APIs. Little bit prices of chemical, especially thiazide acetate, has been, you can say, stabilized or maybe 0.5% or 1% increased. But the prices of APIs are not growing in the last quarter.
But so my question is, in spite of API segment, they are procuring higher margin. But the segment in general has degrown, especially on YOY and Q1Q basis. So any particular reason, in spite of higher margin, we are degrowing?
It is only the price that decreased in cost spend with the decrease in the input prices. That is the main reason for degrowing the profitability or margins of API segment, and which we hope that it is already bottom out now, and also it will be started increasing from in next two quarters.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. To ask a question, ladies and gentlemen, you may please press star and one. Participants, if you wish to ask questions, you may press star and one at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, we have no further questions. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Rakesh Mahajan for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us today and discussing our third quarter and 9 months ended 31st December 2023 performance. The company continues its strategic focus to diversify revenue and geographical base. We are on an intended path of entering regulatory markets, so some of our APIs are which we have received the approval from the regulators. As discussed, this would help us in expanding the margin and unlock value for investors and shareholders alike. Thank you very much again for attending this call. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of IOL Chemicals and Pharmaceuticals Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.